Welcome to Exagility. I'm your host, John Coleman. So, Marty, for the board member or C-suite executive, what really would be the compelling messages that you'd like them to take into account, please?
Well, I'd say, first of all, that the leader of the companies, the leaders of the company need to decide, do they really need to do this or not? Are they feeling threatened, for example, by Amazon, by Stripe, by Shopify, by any of these disruptors? Do they feel like their company is likely to have somebody come in and go after their customers? If they do, then if they want to have any chance at competing against those companies, they're going to have to learn some new skills. Now, most companies already know that, and that's why they have some form of digital transformation initiative in almost every company in the world that's not already a tech-powered company has this. Now, while they have that initiative, most of the time, they don't really know what that means. And they aren't honestly willing to do what it takes. It's also no secret that most companies have these initiatives. It's also no secret that most fail. Most of the time they fail because they think, oh, somebody tells them all they need to do is move to Agile. No, Agile, yes, you should move to Agile, real Agile, not fake Agile. You should absolutely move, but it's not going to solve these problems. It doesn't tackle these problems even. These are much bigger issues. So the question becomes, do you really want to make the kind of changes that are necessary that will allow you to compete with a potential disruptor? If you do, there are lots of examples today where companies have succeeded and have held their own against even great companies like Apple and Amazon, for example. But I will warn you, if you don't, you will probably end up in that with the dead pool of companies that are now, as an example, in the last year, something happened that has never happened before. Three CEOs from three of the biggest banks in the world have called me up out of the blue and wanted to talk. It's rare that they would even know my name. Why would they know my name? Well, what's going on is they now, finally, are scared. They're scared really because of Stripe, in truth. They're the ones. Stripe is the first one to come along that truly put the fear of God into these CEOs. And they should be scared. But they are asking, all right, what really is involved? And I would say the first thing, too, that is a good sign is they know, because the first thing we tell them is if the CEO isn't leading this, it almost never happens. It's not going to happen because the changes that are required go far beyond engineering, design, and product management. It impacts finance. It impacts marketing, sales, HR. It impacts all your stakeholders. So unless the CEO is really taking a leadership role there, it's not going to happen. But if you believe that you need to move to this style of work, then there's a lot you can do. And I would say that the clock is ticking and I would get on it.
Got a question for us? Leave a voice message at anchor.fm/dailyflow/message and we'll feature it as well as provide you with an answer.